if someone spent the time and the money to go to the actor's studio for their education, then you know that they are really committed to being an actor. And I would look at something like that.
I know there's a lot of classes that sometimes get, I'm trying to phrase this politely. There's people out there that sell classes that aren't technically a school or conservatory or maybe not qualified. Do you have any advice for actors on how to sort of look out and tell if the class that they're trying to take or the school they're trying to go to is really something of substance that's going to lead them in the right direction?
Well, there's a wonderful thing called Google, and you could always check on Google to see if there are, you know, good reports or bad reports on certain schools. I think that at different points in your career, you need different education. Like if you want to be a legit actor and you come from a theatrical background, you need to take on-camera classes. And there's, you know, there are many places you could go to that are reputable, that have these casting directors. I mean, even casting directors or teachers. I, myself, look at casting about all the time, and I see who's casting what casting directors are doing what, and then I go from there to see who would be the best teacher for an actor to help them get to that point in their career on television, film, or theater.
I know I originally had theatrical training, and I had to go through that as well, like learning the difference to on screen, on camera. I studied with Bob Krakauer. He is a fantastic on-camera teacher. I would recommend him to anyone.
He's the best.
He really is. I mean, by the time I'd found him, I'd already done quite a bit of film, but I still sort of credit him because he just made me look at everything just in a totally different way and just makes things seem so easy. And he's so open and honest with his students.
Now,
it's really refreshing.
Who did you go to for your commercial teachings?
Gosh. Okay. So I mostly did commercial work out in LA, and we're going back a lot of years at this point. So my very first commercial teacher, his name was, I want to say Dennis Gallegos. I don't even know if he's out there anymore or what's going on. But that was my first commercial class, and it was quite lengthy. Compared to what I see here in New York, it was a couple months long. So he sort of gave me my foundations, and I was able to get my first commercial agent after working with him for a while.
Naomi, we were very lucky enough to be with the wonderful teacher who just passed away not too long ago.
Yes.
That was
Edmund.
He was
absolutely fantastic. I hope that some of you in this room had a chance to work with him at some point. But if not, he is, well, I used to say he's a living legend. Unfortunately, he passed away from COVID last year at 98, I believe.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. There's actually a documentary about him on Netflix right now called It Takes a Lunatic.
Uh-huh.
And it talks about the theater that he started. And, I mean, he has worked with everyone. I think Richard Gere is pretty present in that documentary. But, I mean, he worked with De Niro. He worked with Denzel Washington. I could go on for days. But so many people. But he was absolutely a fantastic teacher. He was Meisner's only assistant.
Oh.
And eventually they parted ways because Wynn didn't believe in the repetition exercises, which in his later years became pretty much all Meisner wanted to do. But his early teachings are pretty consistent with what Wynn went on to do.
I believe I saw you in a little part of that. You were shown in part of that documentary, weren't you?
I was there for a moment at his birthday party. In Central Park. And his protege, Billy Lyons, has taken it over now, and he's also a really fantastic teacher if anybody's looking for that. It's not on camera specifically,
scene study, but it is theater, but it's not theater. It's such fundamentals and gives you such a strong foundation that it's not going to give you those weird theater kid habits that some of us gain. It's very translatable onto film, the way he teaches.
But so we're very lucky in New York that we have so many beautiful venues to go to learn the craft. So everyone can take advantage of it if you're an actor.
Yeah, this is the spot. When I was out in LA, there definitely were not as many reputable options.
Mm-mm, not at all.
There's a few, but they were hard to get into and far between.